Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings and greetings, blessed souls, Don Zosu Gomez. I'm alive because we want to thrive in Kesakon Heights, Brooklyn, New York. It happens to be now the seventh day of Chodesh Harachmin, the month of mercy. And we're going to be talking tonight about, in Soul Class number 9, S being 7-0, original or oldest, U, universal, and L, laws. And we're going to be talking about a fundamental principle in Torah, which is called Hidbonenot, known as meditation. Yes, blessed souls, the Hebrew Israelite Torah, which is existing now 3,322 years since the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai to the mighty Levite prophet, Moses, in fact, is coming from not just that time, but even before that time when it was more in a congealed form in the seven Noahide commandments, which are commanded to Noah, and which were given to him over as a tradition from the people that preceded him. And we have a caller on the line. Let's see who it is. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, this is David Essen. David, we were just reviewing very quickly that there's a fundamental concept called meditation or Hidbonenot that many people are not aware of, not just Jewish people, but all the nations of the world. I just want to start off with a teaching from the Rambam, many of our listeners are now becoming more aware of. But the Rambam states in Chapter 2, Halacha 2, in the laws of the foundation of the Torah, that the path to attain love and fear in him is when a person is misbonen, or contemplating into his wondrous and great deeds in creation, and appreciates infinite wisdom that surpasses all comparison. He will then immediately love, praise, and glorify him, yearning with tremendous desire to know the Most High's great name. As King David said, Chapter 42, Verse 3, my soul thirsts for the Lord, for the living God. Which brings us, David, to the idea of the seminal great work of the Mittler Rebbe, second Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Yeah.
Chassidus is actually rooted in the foundation of the Torah, particularly the Avoda, the divine service of his meditation. Would you like to comment on that?
I'm sorry, you just got broken up. If you can repeat the question.
David?
Can you hear me?
David?
Can you hear me? Hello?
David?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you. Okay, so I'm saying people are not that aware of the fact that Chassidus, which unfortunately some people completely confuse with Kabbalah, is not that. In fact, it's its own distinct level of Torah. I was wondering if you could elaborate why people should be aware of Chassidus, and particularly the work of the Mittler Rebbe, as being rooted in the foundations of the Torah. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, I think the
David.
Yeah, you hear me? Amazing.
David?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you clearly. So did you hear what I just said about how...
Yeah, I just heard. we're going to go back to this word here. It's very important word. First of all, I think we have to clarify something, which something that shouldn't be clarified, but I think throughout the centuries were never clarified. The Hasidic movement has been, created in a way that everything that the Torah talks and all what was taken on the Torah later on through the Gemara, et cetera, including the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, Hasidus basically goes from A to Z, from the most level aspect of Torah, the most revealed aspect of Torah, which is the Chumash, to the hidden, most hidden aspect of Torah, which is the Kabbalah, and going through also the aspect of Hakira, Musa, etc. And Hasidus brings
Hello,
it
David?
Down. Yes?
Oh boy, we're having a bad transmission tonight. David, can you? I don't hear you.
I hear you.
David?
Yeah, I hear you.
For some reason, you spoke and then there was a break. I heard you stop talking.
No, I didn't stop talking. So that's good. It says Kolat Chalos Kashos.
David?
You sound
David.
Like Lee. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. You talk and then you stop and then there's a break. Are you talking? We're not picking you up or what?
No, I don't stop talking. I don't know where this break come from.
I'm sorry. Well, apparently I'm not hearing you. Hopefully others are. Okay, so continue, please.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that Hasidus basically is going to deal with all aspects of Torah, all of them, from what we call the Nistach, the hidden part of the Torah, the Nigle, the real part of the Torah, and brings it down in a way that we can not only relate to ourselves, but at the same time relate to God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
And without relating through levels or relating through entities in between, and somebody would be an intermediate, literally understanding, you know, how God created the world, how God functioned through the world, through understanding how our soul functioned through ourselves, and how we do function ourselves. And that's why Hasidus can quote, Hasidus Chabad specifically, can quote any book from any point of view and bring in an explanation. It's not a rejection of anything. It's the deeper explanation, we call it. But this deeper explanation, at the same time, is not to keep it deep as something, you know, people think deep, meaning it stays not available to the intellect, meaning that we have to dig deeper to bring it in a more understandable, you know, understanding to the people, the better that the people can relate to understanding it. As the same concept applies to a great teacher. A great teacher is not somebody who talks about very deep stuff and nobody really knows what he's talking about, but they have this general feeling that was deep. But what did he really talk about? I have no clue. Does that apply to me? Absolutely not. But there was deep stuff. It was nice to, you know, just like being very intellectually snobbish. Now, the concept...
But you might be an elitist as well.
An elitist, absolutely. And that's exactly why the Mizrach Magid, who took over the Hasidic movement after the Baal Shem Tov, talks about that if you keep it in a way that nobody relates and understands to it, you not only it's elitist, but that means that you don't have it. Somebody who truly has a concept must be explained to this concept to anybody, even to a little kid, even to somebody who who cannot relate to it. That's what Hasidus does. Hasidus goes dig deeper in order to bring, if you, let's say, example, you dig to bring out water, to bring clearer and purer water from a wellspring, and not the superficial digging that's going to bring dirty water that you cannot enjoy. That's what we mean by going deeper, in order to make it more accessible to everybody. So that's really what Hasidus Chabad is all about. And the Hasidus movement in general, now the misconception, the distortion, and whatever the, you know, Hasidic movement is, and I'm not going into it, the best way is, you know, as they say, don't judge a book by its cover. If somebody really wants to know what is Hasidus Chabad, he has to dwell in the book of Hasidus Chabad and make a real opinion for himself, and not to have a superficial approach and put a label and that's, you know, on something without knowing what it is. Because if we have this approach, then we can...
For some reason, I lost contact with you again. Can you hear me?
I still hear you.
Sounds like I lost you.
You don't hear me now?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason we break up. Anyway, so let's go into the first page of the book, which is, I'd like you to comment on this. First, you start saying this is the second portion of a book called Ner Mitzvah Torah, or A Commandment is a Candle and Torah is Light. And this second section, the second section of A Commandment is a Candle and Torah is Light, it's called Shar Yuchot. So it's a pretty big jump. I mean, we want a verse, a portion of a verse from Proverbs where the commandment is a candle and the Torah is light, and now we're going into the gate of unification. Can you help us make that jump from a verse in Proverbs to this whole idea of Yuchud, which I guess it answers unto itself. The Chassidus is really about ending Pirud, about ending separation among people. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, definitely, you know, near mitzvah, the Torah, or like you said, the candle is a commandment, meaning that the point of Hasidus Chabad and the point of Hasidic philosophy and meditation is you get to that action. But not to do an action just because you were ordered to, that's important too. Not just because like a routine, not a meaningless action, but an action that all is meaning while we're doing the action, meaning that while I'm doing the action, I don't lose the meaning of what this action is all about. That, you know, it's just like well-trained soldier, once he's at war, he loses all the meaning of his training and does whatever he wants.
I can't hear you.
I still can hear you. Yeah. You never break up by me.
David, I do. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know what you were talking. For some reason, we keep on getting. I lose the audio from your side. Okay. So what about, did you mention something about Torah or?
Well, yeah, so as I was saying, the example of a soldier who is at war, who loses all the meaning of this training, and then it's whatever goes. That's not going to be a good soldier. So that's what we, you know. And Torah or, meaning that this candle, this mitzvah, has to bring up, reveal the light of the Torah.
Right.
Meaning there has to bring a light that not only for the person himself, a light of knowledge, a light of understanding, a light of being more spiritually sensitive, a light of relating to God, okay? And, of course, once there's this light is going to strengthen him into doing his mitzvahs. It's, you know, it's back and forth. But a mitzvah, whatever a person would, you know, does the mitzvah, whatever state of mind has an effect. But why would we use a mitzvah?
Hope you're still talking.
Why would we use a mitzvah?
Hope you're still talking. Very interesting. This is the first time this has happened in the show. Can you hear me, David?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. We just keep on getting cut off. Whenever you're talking, and then I lose you. Anyway, now, we have about 2 minutes left. So the Mittler Rebbe goes on to say that each person should be graced by the Most High. What is this grace of Chassidus that is accessible to every human being?
Well, before I don't know if you hear me now. I'm not sure.
I hear you perfectly.
Okay, before I talk about that, I didn't finish what I was saying before.
You have 1 minute.
Okay, so what I was saying before is that the Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, and then he goes back to this jump, which is also called the gate of unification.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have the full effect of a mitzvah and the full effect of the light of Torah, the bottom line is to understand the unification of God, meaning our God is unified. What does that mean, God is unified? People think there is one God, but then there's all kind of entities all over the place. To understand that this God is, as the Rambam says, the reason of all reason, the causes of all causes, the energies of all energies, etc., etc. And the Rambam called it the pillar of wisdom, meaning the real, you know, you want to build a house, you have to build a real foundation. The foundation of any real spiritual building goes through understanding the unification of God. What we see in Shema Israel, listen, Israel, you know, God is eternal, God is eternal, is one, meaning understand
mm-hmm.
the oneness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's why I go to Shai Yehud. Otherwise, we know Hasidus Chabad is very surprising, says somebody can be very spiritually inclined, but not really godly inclined. Somebody can be godly inclined, but has not one iota of spirituality. So, talks about God all the time, but doesn't really feel God. Or somebody can be beautiful, doing Torah Mitzvah constantly, but God and spirituality has no role, part in all this. It's just a safe
right.
routine that gives him comfort.
Right. David, we have about 15 seconds. I'm just going to sign off. Just hold on, and then we'll talk after the show. And that's Sons of Goodman signing off from Keswick Tonight. Hopefully we'll continue the part two about meditation in the Hebrew Israelite style. Take care, everyone. Still there?
Yeah, you never broke up by me.
Funny, you I don't know what, if it's my phone or your phone, very weird. But listen, what up? This is going to take a while to upload, and then tomorrow when I come to work, Brineda, I can send it to your email at your work, and you can listen to how it sounded.
Right. You hear me?
No, the show is over.
But by me, you never broke up, by the way. I never lost, you never broke up by me.
Fine, this is the ninth show I did. I bet something goes wrong.
Yeah, does that surprise you now? I mean, somebody would say, at least something good, something that was expected.
Go ahead.
No, by my phone, there was no problem.
I don't know. So it must have been from my phone. I don't know. Tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, and Thursday when we learn, we're not going to do a show. It'll just be you and I learning as regular. But saying once a week, just do 15 minutes of that, you know, it's going to get people hungry.
So what do you have? Yeah, from 9:30 to 9:45?
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to try a test run of 15 minutes. Next Monday night, Blinetta, we can do it for a half hour. And then, you know, when we're both comfortable, and the thing is, on a Sunday, we could do it for an hour. Because I know it's going to be tough for us to do an hour during the week. But on a Sunday night, we can kind of coordinate our schedule to do an hour show. You know,
okay,
really,
so that
really,
you have to coordinate that. But let's see how it came out already.
Well, a lot of times you're going to hear me. But anyway, listen, I'm not going to play it back now for you, but I'm saying I can listen to it at my computer at work. So then I'll just send you a link. I'll send you an email so you can hear
okay.
it from your office.
All right.
Listen, it was a good start, and we'll go back to the scratch, the beginning of 39, tomorrow night, Bezer Hashem.
Yeah. All right, no problem.
Okay. Later, Shkoyach.
Later.